Tucked in the heart of downtown New Bedford is a unique private school for low-income boys. It's a model that relies heavily on AmeriCorps, one of several government programs targeted for elimination by the Trump administration. Tanya Mosley of WBUR's Edify team explains how this school would be severely impacted.
Massachusetts is known as the Silicon Valley of Service. 8,300 national service members volunteer at 1,500 locations throughout the state. More than 2,000 of them are AmeriCorps volunteers, many of whom serve as tutors, mentors, and teachers at both private and public schools. But perhaps no place relies more on AmeriCorps than Nativity Prep of New Bedford. Aside from administrative staff, all of the teachers here are volunteers.
What we're doing is we're really tapping into the enthusiasm and energy of these really bright young people who want to give back to society, particularly to the inner city, and particularly to boys.
That's Headmaster John Martin. He says 8 AmeriCorps volunteers instruct 55 middle school boys with everything from science and math to English, social studies, and the extra stuff like basketball. None of them have prior experience in the classroom. In return for their 2-year stint, the school, which relies on AmeriCorps to subsidize its teachers, provides the volunteers with free room and board, money to help pay off student loans, and a one-of-a-kind experience.
It works because they're very dedicated, they're very bright, they want to spend time with kids, they have passion about what they do, and that passion, I think, is transmitted to the kids.
Martin says 98% of Nativity Prep graduates also graduate from high school. 75% go on to college. A large number of the boys are minority, and all of them come from low-income families. The school is private, but there is no tuition.
Can we create someone, like make someone using the imaginary?
Eighth grader Jacob Rivett will be attending a highly selective country day school next year. But he says academics isn't the only thing that makes this school special.
The brotherhood, too, is something that I like at Nativity. And everyone knows everyone's name, and the bond here between students is extremely, it's a tight-knit community.
President Donald Trump's budget proposal, released in February, called for the elimination of AmeriCorps. The budget, not likely to pass in its current form, reflects the priorities of the Trump administration. In a document sent to the House and Senate Appropriations Committees, the Trump administration says about AmeriCorps, quote, "It is not a core function of the federal government to promote volunteerism, and therefore these programs should be eliminated." Paul Revel is a professor at the Harvard Graduate School of Education and former state secretary of education. He also served as a board member for another Nativity school. Revel says one of the biggest challenges with Nativity Prep is that it's difficult to replicate.
The challenge, of course, for the school is how do you finance that? Because it's a school that's really run primarily on donations.
But Revel rejects the idea that the federal government should not provide support. In the grand scheme of things, he believes a school like this actually saves taxpayers in the long run.
We're going to have schools that are going to work to prepare young people from economically disadvantaged backgrounds to be successful in society. We need some of the kinds of supports and services that a Nativity school provides.
Math and science teacher Raina St. Louis's 2-year stint at Nativity Prep ends in June. As she grades math quizzes in the teacher's lounge, she and volunteer teacher Luke Matus reminisce on the last few years.
We really get to know the kids. We have a really good relationship with them because of the amount of time we can spend either at school or being in sports or active in some sort of club with the students.
It's hard to describe the school to my mom, you know. It's just such a unique place and so many unique characters. It's a lot of fun.
As it happens, even before the Trump administration's proposal, St. Louis and 3 others signed on to teach beyond their 2-year commitment. They won't receive the perks of being an AmeriCorps volunteer, but the school is raising money to pay them, which will be less than half of what they could make in the public sector. Headmaster Martin says he's dedicated to preserving the core mission of the Nativity Prep of New Bedford.
I'm not worried about the future of the school. I know we're gonna survive.
But maintaining that mission may look a little different in the future. More fundraising and retaining folks like St. Louis, willing to sacrifice a little bit more while making a lot less. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Tanya Mosley.